Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
It's been a long time. It's been 3 weeks.
It's 2025 now.
Happy 2025. Happy Christmas. Happy everything in between.
Hope everybody's holidays were amazing, because I know ours were really good.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a really good holiday season this year. Yeah. I was skeptical.
We have a lot. We've been busy bees the last three weeks or so.
We've been staying busy. I don't know how we would have done the podcast without taking a break. I'm glad we took a little bit. We needed a little bit of a breather. I think we're going to do seasons. I think that was a good idea to change it and do seasons and take a couple weeks off in between just to keep everything fresh. And
Because
this is our love project. We do this out of love. We do this because we love it. We want to keep that alive, and we want to keep, you know, keep it fresh.
Yeah, it's definitely
a passion project.
Doing it every week can be overwhelming.
It's a full time job. Yeah. I had no idea how much work went into a podcast. I thought you just sat down, talked, and put it on. And I mean, you can, but we're also perfectionists.
That's true.
We spent a lot of time editing the words and
making sure the transcripts are perfect.
Yeah, the picture's great. We take a lot of time, and then we plan. We take a lot of time planning and doing all that stuff in between. But yeah, we're just going to sit down today and talk about what's happened over the last 3 weeks. A lot has happened over the last 3 weeks. We've had a busy, and we have a busy January ahead. So we're going to be sharing all of our stories coming with you.
Yeah. We still got some more stuff coming.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of stuff coming for every single weekend this month or something. So
yeah,
it's a good way to start the year. 2025 is going to be our year.
It really is. I can feel it. I've never felt this way before about it. Like during a new year, it's a good feeling. It's a new feeling for me, but it's a good
feeling. Gut says this is it. It's gonna be a good one. I'm excited.
Yeah, so am I. But let's start with our weekend trip, I guess. Right before Christmas.
We'll go back to when we stopped the podcast and go from there and kind of talk about what we've been doing.
Was it the weekend after our last episode?
I believe so.
Right after.
Yeah.
But
our friends asked us if we wanted to do a last minute, just spur of the moment, spontaneous trip. And there were supposed to be like 7 of us going.
We were supposed to go with them, another couple, and then their bull.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a new dynamic for them. They announced they were exclusive with this bull.
They were still trying to decide whether they were going through that, navigating like a poly relationship with a bull, and they were talking about being in a deeper relationship with him and being exclusive, and they're kind of working through that. And yeah, so we were along for the ride.
Yeah, we were. It was definitely a different experience.
He had been a part of their life for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And we knew of him and we knew about him, but we never had met him. Every time we went to go meet him, something would happen and our schedules were always on opposites and we'd just miss him every single time. So we just now met him the first time we went, and we were spending Friday through Sunday.
Yeah,
at a cabin. Yeah, in Blue Ridge.
Yeah,
right outside of Blue Ridge.
You guys went up, like you drove up with them because I had to work.
Where was we were leaving Friday morning, and you had to work.
They wanted to get up there early and get settled and get everything unpacked and stuff. So they were going there, like, we can swing by and just pick you up. You can come with us. So I went ahead up with them.
And how was that drive?
It was good. We had a good conversation, talked, you know, talked our shit. The normal. Listened to some good music. We just jammed. She had to work the whole time on her computer. So that was kind of a bummer for her.
She was teleworking.
She had to
remote working.
Me and the guys, we talked and just, I mean, it was like a 4-hour drive.
Yeah. There was this particular weekend between me and the husband. Like, we had a lot of deep conversations, just me and him, because he was dealing
with... They love picking our brains. They're kind of new. They're new-ish to the lifestyle.
Yeah,
like, new, they've kind of done their own thing, like, privately, but new-ish to, like, being out and about and, you know, like, meeting people and stuff. So they're always wanting to pick our brains, and we're really close with them, so we don't mind at all kind of telling them what we've seen, our experience and stuff. And they're such good people.
They are.
Our favorite people.
They're probably some, like,
probably our favorite
best,
people.
Yeah, our best friends.
Like my best friend. Yeah.
But through the weekend, it was before the weekend, I guess, it was a fantasy for, because he never really had a good experience.
And most of their dynamic is her and Bulls. So they usually have like a third, and it's usually a male. And that's usually how it goes. They have played, but it's not been very successful with females or with couples and stuff.
Yeah.
Or they haven't had the greatest experience.
With swapping. Yeah.
Yeah. So they really wanted to experience that. And so I kind of knew going into, I didn't really know going into it. I know that we've always wanted to play, but we've never had the chance to.
Yeah. You could cut the sexual tension between everybody when we just hang out like with a freaking,
but we do very vanilla usually when we're hanging out. It's very vanilla. It's there's children usually. We have a lot of kids and they have kids, and so there's like children. It's always a vanilla setting. So it's the opportunity.
We live really close to each other, so it's very like we're legit really good friends, not just lifestyle friends. They are like,
they're friends who happen to be in lifestyle too.
They're like do life together friends.
We're real life friends, but we've never had the opportunity to. We've never really spent the weekend with the four of us together. So we've never really had the opportunity to. And so it was kind of a fantasy of hers all weekend to get me and him together. All weekend. And so we were going to make that happen somehow. Well, she was determined,
she was determined.
to make that happen. And I was down. I mean, I didn't mind at all being, you know.
Yeah. No, and we talked about it before we went, and I was good with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
We've
always talked about playing. We've always, like, flirted back and forth. We've always discussed playing every time we go to trapeze with them or something.
But the curveball in this whole situation is they were trying this whole exclusive where her and the bull would only play together.
Yeah.
There was no, that was the only thing outside of, like, her husband.
Yeah. And if you know my husband, he's usually the one who plays. I'm usually the one who doesn't play. So it was different for us too, because normally he's the one who's like the main attraction.
That's not true. That's
it is true. That's very true. And so it was different. It was just a different.
It was a different dynamic, but that's why we had a conversation about it, because we knew I wasn't going to be playing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Like, yeah, she was off limits because they were still navigating that, and they were pretty much exclusive.
Yeah.
So they both wouldn't have been playing.
Yeah. But, we got up there I got up there that Friday night. We all met. You guys were already out and about on the town.
Yeah, we went to go get dinner, and it was late, so we were
I didn't get up there till like 9.
Yeah.
But met you guys at a bar there in Blue Ridge or something like that.
Yeah.
And we all had a drink and then went back to the house and just hung out. Really.
Yeah.
Got in the hot tub, had a fire. Just
the chilled. Normal.
Yeah.
The normal just mountain activities.
All talked and just, it was a good Friday night or whatever.
Yeah.
But then Saturday came along. We went out on the town, went and found things to do.
We went shopping and went to eat. And then we were sitting there. We were like, we could be eating and drinking and doing all this comfortably at the cabin that we paid for with the hot tub and all the things, all our alcohol, all the things were already there.
Yeah.
We're paying
if anybody that knows me, my thing is I love cooking. I love cooking for people.
Yeah.
So I was cooking all the meals, which I love doing, and there was no complaints.
Yeah, he went to culinary school. That's like his passion.
So we went back. I cooked dinner and we
chicken alfredo, and it was so freaking good. That's my birthday meal. Every time I ask for a meal, that's usually what I ask for. It's so good. But yeah, we went to the grocery store, ate that, and then got ready to go to the fire. We hung up by the fire.
We hung up by the fire and got in the hot tub, and
that's when things started shifting.
Yeah, things got a little bit spicy.
Yeah. Now she's like, okay, how are we going to make this happen? Because if anyone is in the lifestyle, you know, the hardest part is making that first move.
Yeah, that transition.
Especially when you're friends with somebody for years and you just like are so friendly with them. It's been very vanilla friendship for the most part. It's like making that first step. Yeah. And me and him are pretty much the same people. Like we have the same brain somehow.
Yeah, you're both anxious.
Super anxious people.
Nellies or whatever you want to call it.
And I'm definitely not going to, I don't make the first move like ever. So yeah, it's hard. It was outside of my comfort zone. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go shower. So I ran upstairs.
Well, cause we were in the hot tub all hanging out.
Yeah. So I was like, no matter what, I need to shower first before anything.
Yeah. Get all the chlorine happens. Chemicals off.
So I got shower and I got out of the shower and he walks into the room and shuts the door and you know, the rest, I mean, it pretty much after that kind of like, happened.
We were, cause you got out and then
we had already discussed they got it was going out. Down.
Like I knew it was happening.
Yeah.
And so me and
he didn't believe that I would want to play with him. Like he is me.
He is you. I was gonna say, because you both
he's
think
so
that.
Much me.
both think
he
that.
Didn't believe that. He's like, she's not into me, she doesn't like me, she doesn't see me like that. And I was like, yeah, I do, obviously. I feel like I've been very clear about it. I don't know, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
I get it. That's how I am too. But yeah, he came into the bedroom and shut the door, and then it was pretty much easy from there on once he started.
I missed a lot of that because I was in the hot
tub. Yeah, he was still in the hot tub.
Like, I knew what was going on, but like I didn't know the specifics.
Yeah, and we play together. We're always playing together. So that was also like a different.
Yeah. Well, and like I knew what was going on and I was fine, but it was, I think we missed some communication along the way. And
for sure.
Not very often do I feel a certain sort of way, but this night was different and I did not feel great.
Yeah, like, he was not okay.
I was having internal struggles.
He was not okay. But,
it had nothing to do with you playing with him.
Yeah.
Through the weekend, we were talking and even the wife said that I was being like, I wasn't being real flirty and this and that. And she was making sure I was okay because I'm like, no, I'm just trying to be respectful of your guys's dynamic.
Yeah. They were kind of struggling. They were kind of going through all of it.
Yeah. And they're navigating that whole thing. Yeah. So anyways, through all the conversations and then the progress of things happened so quickly and we didn't get to talk right beforehand.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that it was you and him and then the wife and the bull in separate rooms.
Yeah.
In my brain, because I was in the hot tub, everybody was in the same room.
And I assumed that the wife and the bull were with him and you guys were just hanging out in the hot tub the whole time.
There was just a miscommunication.
I had no idea. But she had ran down and then grabbed him out of the hot tub and took him inside.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And from my perspective, to me, it just looked like, okay, she got you guys together. Then they went to join you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we I was fine with that. It at first.
Yeah.
And then as I sat in the hot tub alone, looking at the stars, because the stars were really bright night.
Yeah.
I started thinking about it and just through the conversations and stuff like that, the bull was nice and like I didn't have a big, but I just was getting,
there was a lot of red flags with him all weekend.
Yeah. I was getting bad feelings every once in a while and just kind of like, okay.
He was throwing some red flags out. And
like,
right.
I was getting two different stories from the couple and the bull.
Yeah. And that was a problem all weekend. And it was a tension pretty much all weekend.
And we were completely honest with everyone. Like, no, that's not what I hear.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet 3Fun.
the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, 3Fun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download 3Fun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with 3Fun today.
Oh. You know, oh, yeah. And so I don't know.
It was just that the whole vibe was off dinner.
But
it was weird.
In my head, as I sit in the hot tub, I thought you were all together. And I thought, wait a minute, they're all in there swapping together, doing everything together. And they just chose the.
No, you felt like a.
I felt like the kid out. That wasn't picked for dodgeball.
Yeah, I've been there.
And
I've felt that feeling.
I'm like. What the heck? And so for the hour or so, I didn't want to overreact.
No.
And so I sat there and was just trying to rationalize everything and going through it by myself. And I ended up on the back, I took a shower.
We came out when you.
I took a shower and got my flannel pajamas on because I was cold. I closed up the hot tub, I was stewing, and I took a shower, got warm clothes on, and I was sitting on the back porch in my flannels, and I was doing something on the computer, and
he was getting on Netflix.
The husband walked out.
With me and him walked out.
Yeah. And apparently, I didn't realize, apparently I gave him a side eye.
Oh, yeah, you did. And you had your hood up, and you were just don't talk to me.
I didn't mean to. It was just how I was feeling in that moment. Yeah. But apparently, he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's like, and...
He's so worried about her. His main focus the whole weekend was making sure that you were the most comfortable.
And I was. And we had numerous conversations about it. And he thought, he messed it up because me and him are good friends.
Yeah.
And that's what he's like. It's fun to do this. He's like, but I don't want to do anything. If it's going to affect our friendship.
Yeah. And that's been his number one.
And so that was his, where he immediately went because he's like
me.
You.
Yeah.
And he goes directly to worst case scenarios.
I messed up. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
He thought friendship's over.
Yeah, this is it. Blew it.
And so, but anyway, I apparently side-eyed him and then you came out and you started talking and you're like, are you good? I'm like, no, I'm not.
No.
And so we talked it out together.
Yeah.
And then I realized what was actually happening where you guys were upstairs, they were downstairs. And I'm like, okay.
That was just a really bad communication.
I'm like, I did not feel good because all these conversations I had with this single guy that was exclusive with one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And he told me that he was basically allowed to play, but or they didn't like it and this and that. Yeah. And so I thought maybe you're all together, swapping together, and it was a whole thing. And it was
just one of those moments
it wasn't my best moment, but we talked it out. And then
that was a miscommunication.
Then he came back out. He's like, are you good? And I'm like, I am now.
Once we talked and I was no, none of that happened. Yeah. It's
and
not
I
like
was
that.
Explaining to him, I wasn't ever mad at him.
Yeah.
If I was mad at anybody, I would be mad at the bull because he was the one that was being wishy-washy and he was the one that said I wasn't allowed to play at all.
Yeah. He was being very possessive. And And the whole weekend threw out flags. Well, long story short, they're no longer in his life.
I think that weekend kind of
it did. That was
exposed a lot of stuff and
it was kind of uncomfortable a little bit. Not gonna lie, that was a different.
It was one of the most awkward weekends I've had.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my buddy, old pal, that next morning we all went to breakfast and had to bring it up at the breakfast table in the middle of IHOP.
IHOP, yeah.
And I'm like, like why you gotta make it weird?
Yeah.
like we talked this
he's
out.
He's one of those people that he's just so anxious that if he doesn't say something keep talking about it.
Like we talked this out. We're good. Yeah. It was funny.
You have to make sure.
He's always gotta make it weird. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah. If I'm glad it was them of anybody that it could have been. Because it could have been bad, but I'm glad it was them. Yeah.
But it was a different experience I've ever had. Because that was the first time I felt that way. Like I felt feelings every now and then, but that was the first time I felt like I am not good.
Yeah, I've felt that way with.
And I
felt like a third wheel before. I've felt that feeling. It's not. Yeah. It's not a good feeling. You got to work through that one.
And that's what the whole time. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to work through it myself. Why am I feeling this way?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how I. When by the time you guys came out, I already figured. I'm like, I just feel left out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm not mad that everybody
happened.
But
yeah.
I just felt that.
Yeah.
You know, I was. Intentionally pushed out because I was the fifth wheel.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be you, the husband, and the bull and the wife. And that's why I'm like, I should when I was struggling with it, I'm like, why did I even come up here? Yeah. Like, I would have been fine if I would have stayed at home because then there wouldn't have been an option.
Yeah. Well, she got excited once he was busy. She was finally, he has never had a good, really good experience. And she really was pushing for him to play and have fun and let's do this. And so she was so turned on and excited that she just ran and got the bull because she wanted to play right then. She was in rare form that weekend.
She was living her best life.
She was so excited to finally have it go down and happy.
And that's one of the few, we have a few times where we hang out with them without kids around and she likes to have fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's one of those.
Yeah,
goes all. You would never expect it, seeing knowing her from in the vanilla world. She looks so innocent and sweet, but so do I. So
yeah, that's true.
It's those ones you gotta watch for.
That's true.
But yeah, it ended up great. It ended up good.
Yeah,
it turned out okay. Unfortunately, that bull is and that relationship's kind of done. And
yeah,
I mean, it's
that weekend,
for the best,
I think it, between us being completely an open and honest with everyone, it exposed a lot of things that. Everybody was.
You're not gonna say something to me. He doesn't realize how close we were.
Yeah, and he thought we were just lifestyle friends. He didn't realize that we're like.
He said some pretty shady stuff, and I'm gonna go tell her what he's saying because I'm not, I'm not gonna keep that from my best friend.
Yeah, because you will be talking like, well, that's not what he said.
Yeah, that's weird. What you're saying is totally not what's lining up.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of red flags. It was a lot of uncomfortable, and it was. For the best, I think. And they're excited and on to the next thing, and they're ready to try some new stuff. They're still navigating and figuring it out. We all do it. And feelings happen, and jealousy happens, and feeling left out happens, and it's what you do with it. We always say that all the time. Like, this stuff's gonna happen. This was our first, in a long time where we felt, something different and
other
off.
Than excitement
other than let's go but
it was the first time in a long time where we didn't
we've had
feel
to sit down and talk
positive emotions
it was a weird weekend, it was just different. It wasn't
there were definitely weird moments
not so great moments but
overall the weekend was
it
good.
Was a good weekend we had fun, always do.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the playground today.
But then we came home and then it was Christmas.
And then Christmas, so doing the Christmas thing, we... baked the cookies and did all the movies. We've watched every Christmas movie ever made.
Yeah, our kids son was all about the Christmas movies this year.
I love it.
I
was excited.
I think every year before Christmas, like a month before Christmas, I want to take away his electronics. I think that was part of it.
His Xbox broke. So from Thanksgiving until Christmas.
It was actually on Thanksgiving.
Or the day. I knew it was right then.
It was on Thanksgiving it broke because... our daughter and her boyfriend were
here. He was trying so hard to get him set up and get it fixed.
Yeah, he was trying.
It was just old and it needed updated. And
yeah, it just couldn't handle the latest update.
They tried. They tried so hard. But he had no electronics from Thanksgiving till Christmas. And of course, they're off school pretty much all of that. Yeah.
He had his like Chromebook and his tablet, but he didn't have Xbox, which is his main, like,
pride and joy. Yeah.
And we told him that, I don't think we can afford one this year.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, that's a big one. That's hard.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's pretty close.
So he was
really upset.
He was really upset.
He was really upset.
We played that one off good until Christmas Day, until he opened it.
Got one.
We were funny so to watch because he was trying to be grateful for everything he was getting. He was getting all this stuff.
Almost 13. That was all he wanted. That was it. That was the only thing on his list.
He was trying to be so grateful and he was trying to put a smile on, but you could see the internal struggle.
Every time he opened a present, he was like defeated. And then when we got done, we were like, okay, Merry Christmas. Hope you like everything. And then we kept all their big stuff, and that's the stuff we gave them afterwards. But we let them stew on it for a second because we were so excited because they had some really good ones this year.
And again, everyone was like, was grateful, but then they could see the disappointment behind their eyes.
The big ticket items were not like under the tree.
And so they were like, oh, okay. Okay.
I was like, go put your stuff away.
Yeah.
Go take your stuff to your room.
And then we're like, all right, there's one more. And we gave them all their big stuff.
And he got his Xbox back. And
he teared up. He was so happy.
Oh, yeah. He cried.
He cried.
It was a good Christmas. Everyone was happy. The kids are happy. That's all that matters. Yeah. That's really all that matters.
I cooked prime rib.
Cooked a giant, enormous meal, like always. We eat so good. I gained at least 20 pounds.
I know.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
But in between Christmas.
Yep. And cookies and
New Year's, my work pants don't fit the same. I need to get my stuff together.
Yeah, same. Definitely. That's one of that was on my ornament that I wrote for this year. I need to get my life together. So my manifestations, I need to get my life back to health.
Yeah.
Health focus. But we'll work on that. It's cold right now.
It's so cold.
So cold. Supposed to be getting snow.
I mean, it was this morning when I got off work, it was like 65. And it was rainy and wet, but it wasn't cold.
It was humid.
It wasn't cold. Like I had a sweatshirt on.
And
like,
all of our Georgia or Illinois and up Pennsylvania and Jersey friends, they're all getting feet of snow right now.
But just in between me going to sleep this afternoon and waking up this evening, the temperature has dropped 25 degrees.
So cold.
Like it's nuts how fast it's got cold. I'm like, nope, I don't like it.
And then after Christmas, we had our anniversary, which is the first year we've not celebrated on our anniversary.
Yeah.
Our anniversary is the biggest holiday in our house.
We've always celebrated. I had to work.
Yeah, he worked this year. So, but we were going out for New Year's, which we never do.
This was the first New Year's Eve we've gone out by ourselves ever.
Yeah, we've never done anything on New Year's Eve. Ever. Usually Christmas, we are stuck, we hunker down and stay in sweatpants from Christmas until they get back to school.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. So we don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. But this year we went to Atlanta to Trappies. It was a good time.
We were at the New Year's Eve party at Trap. And that was fun.
That was good.
It was so good.
It was a good time. I'm glad we went.
Yeah.
We went with that.
Now, Trap was fun.
It was. Trap's always fun.
But the food for New Year's Eve, they hyped it up, and it was not great.
So disappointed in the food. I am so sad.
I understand the theme they were going for.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Chinese New Year, the dragon, you're the dragon. So they were doing all
Oriental food.
Oriental food. So they had like pho and all sorts of
fried rice. And beef and broccoli.
Teriyaki chicken. Problem was that the quality of it was like freezer.
Yeah.
It was totally freezer.
It's something that I could go to the grocery store and throw in the skillet. It was like one of those skillet meals.
Yeah. I was so disappointed because they had lobster. They did have lobster.
They did.
But it was on the buffet and it wasn't cooked.
That's what,
greatest.
I don't know. I feel like the buffet food was better than the Diamond Club food.
Yeah, for the first time.
And that's never happened.
We didn't have any food in Diamond. Well, they had like little
They had those like hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wish they would have had a menu with like steak and like seafood.
They did have that one thing that was ended up being chicken that I was hoping it was duck when I grabbed it.
Yeah, I didn't try that one. And they had little cheesecake bites.
It was like teriyaki chicken. It was okay.
I wish they would have had a like menu back there like they normally do. But we were all going to the buffet and then bringing our plates back to Diamond. And it was...
Yeah,
the food was definitely lackluster.
But we got... But the best part is we got to spend New Year's with some of the best friends
that we
have.
Well, our pad group.
Yeah.
Pineapples After Dark has been the best thing we've ever done. Hands down. Best group of people we've ever met in the lifestyle.
Well, and even like New Year's Eve day, we hung out all day with Davey and Lauren.
Yeah. Yep.
We went to lunch at Ponce and then we went shopping and did all the things. We spent most of the day.
No, we woke up and they were like, do you want to go get queso and margaritas for lunch? I was like, yes, please. Yes. Thank you. So we hung out at the hotel and then we left around noon and went there and had queso and margaritas and quesadillas. And that was a very good idea.
Yeah.
I was glad about that.
But yeah, we had a really good day.
We love Ponce anyway. Ponce is so nice to just walk around and mosey. We went shopping, went a few stores, got a few things, and you got a robe, a pineapple.
Yes.
It's like the best purchase robe he's ever made in his life.
So soft and comfortable. And I love it.
Big, fluffy, chubby robe.
As soon as we get done with this, I'm putting it on.
And it was like 40% off. So it was only like $30 too.
Yeah.
Like you can't beat it at all. Yeah. And it's big and fluffy. And I'm sure you'll be seeing it and him in it many a time because he lives in it now.
this is where I live this winter.
She found it at first and she was like, this is your Christmas present. Don't look at it. And then he was like, I'm not going to wear that. Just so you know. And
I'm like, I will.
She's even said she's going to go back and get it because she'll wear it. It's the best purchase ever. So he grabbed it and we went shopping and hung out. And then as always, it was time to get to the freaking hotel. To the hotel to get back.
This was the first time in a long time we got ready and had time to take pictures and do a couple TikToks.
That is true.
We weren't in a rush.
Yeah.
Like we were ready to go before the Uber.
The thing with them is that they always order an Uber at like 7:30, 7:45. So it's like we got to be on our stuff because they schedule it. Usually we're just like get an Uber whenever we're done and get ready. Yeah.
And last time the Uber showed up early. Yeah. And we're like, well, that's not our problem.
Yeah. Like, we can wait. Yeah. But so I know I need to be on it because there's a time limit and I've been on it. Yeah. Last few times.
And you were on. I mean, like, you were. You looked so good.
I was excited about that dress.
Looked amazing.
You looked amazing, too. The red was on. I'm glad we did red. It was sharp. It was good.
Yeah.
Everyone was in sequence.
Yeah, everybody was sparkly.
It was all variations of my dress. It was all, like, greens and reds and blacks. It was good.
But we went with a room for a few. And the
motherfucking Lees, which we love so much.
Yeah. And there was a couple other people that we met that I don't think we're going to share their names.
We never asked. We didn't ask beforehand, so I'm not going to. Yeah. But there's a whole group of us. You've seen us together. We all took pictures together and did all the things together. And we went there and did our normal, went back, got food, and we're disappointed by the food. So we went to go dance and had a good time and hung out and did the normal trap thing. And
And then rang in the new year on the dance floor, surrounded by everyone.
I wasn't sure because everyone, for the most part, everyone stays in Diamond with this crew. We mostly hung out on the couches for the most part, made out, did all, hung around, did all the things and took pictures, which I do love about this group. Everyone, the first thing we do when we get there is everyone go to the back cigar lounge to take pictures. It's the photo booth.
Liz, the manager of Trap, she calls time we show up, she knows where we'll be. She calls it the photo studio.
Here's the photo studio. Everyone taking their pictures. That's what it's for. It's pretty. It's got
because you'll be doing
tours
for new people.
Like, this is where you take pictures.
And she's like, this is our cigar lounge, but they're here. It's the photo studio.
It's where everyone takes pictures.
Because it's the only private room.
It's tucked way in the back.
That's big enough to fit a lot of people.
And you shut the door and you can't get anybody in the background, and it's a safe place to take pictures with everybody. And it's also got a cool like vibe and background. It's cool. Yeah. The wall's cool. The belly, you know, the whole vibe's cool. So we take pictures the first thing we do when we get there, because they understand it's like herding cats. You can't get them anybody all together after, you know, you wait like 10 minutes and it's too late. So you've got to immediately, as soon as we get there, we'll go back there and take pictures, which I love because I'm really bad at taking pictures. I'm horrible at it, believe it or not. And so it's good to just get it done, get it over with while we still look good. All our clothes are on, everybody's ready, and then we're done.
The girls are like, all right, let's go get pictures before my makeup gets messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all fresh, ready to go. We just got there. It's still early usually when we get there. It's like 8 o'clock. So it's kind of quiet. There's no one there yet. So we got to get it over with, and then we can, don't have to worry about it. We can put our phones in our lockers and keep them there and don't have to worry about it. So, but it's good to have memories. And I love these pictures that we've been taking, and I appreciate it because I've been there so many times and not taken one picture or had a memory of it. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
And then, I wasn't sure if I should have changed into my lingerie or kept my dress on for the new year. I was torn. I was like, I don't know. And then everybody else was torn. So I wore my dress the whole way till the new year.
You did.
Everyone else gave up except me, I think. I was the only one in a dress. And then I was like, are we doing this in the Diamond Club? Are we doing this out on the main floor? I was like, we're going to the main floor.
I think we kind of led the...
Yeah. I was like, everyone needs to go into one place. We need to all be together.
Yeah. So we went to the dance floor. At the very least, like, we'll do it with a big...
Because I knew they'd be like confetti, or everybody'd be dropping, you know, everything would be going on when the dance floor. That's where it's going to go down.
We went out there and we were dancing right before the ball dropped. And
they started doing my line dancing. So I was already out there.
As soon as like it was 3 minutes... We're midnight. Like,
where's everybody at? Everybody's like,
everybody starts
everybody.
Flocking around
us. And then you're like, oh, there they are. They're like, where are the motherfucking leaves? Everybody's like, oh, here you are. There's the room for a few. We're like trying to find all our faces and make sure, because it was packed. I mean, there was a lot of people there, and I started bawling like a fucking baby.
Yeah, you're like, I love it here.
Like, my heart, I don't think you guys understand how much this lifestyle means to me. Like, this is my heart, my passion. This is everything. And it just...
Well, I think
I'm speechless.
The first New Year's we've had where it's been more than just us. And the energy was so positive.
Everyone was so happy. Everyone looked around and everyone was so excited to be there, so happy, living their best life. And it was the best group of humans ever. To celebrate the New Year's Eve with. It was so good. So good. I cried and cried. I couldn't stop crying.
I
love it.
This year was the first year we didn't go out and celebrate our anniversary because I had to work. Yeah. But we did not miss our 15th New Year's kiss.
No. That's what, even before we like got to Atlanta, I was like, we have the only rule. I don't care what's going on, where you're at. What we're doing, we're stopping and we're going to kiss at midnight. We've never missed a kiss ever, so we're not going to start.
Yeah, you said that, and I'm like, wait a minute, like, when are we ever separated?
I don't know. just in case it happens. Yeah,
I can respect the planning for.
I don't know. Just in case. I don't care who you're fucking, what you're doing. Like, you're stopping it and you're coming and finding me because we have to kiss. And that was my only rule for the night.
Other than flirting and kissing and doing stuff, we didn't actually fuck.
We left early. Pretty early.
It was
for us.
Shortly after the new year.
Yeah, for us. I changed my lingerie and then they're like, okay, we're going back to the hotel because that's where the real fun has been happening. So we got an Uber with all our friends.
You got shoved in the trunk again.
I didn't even put clothes on. I just wore my lingerie. I did have a jacket on. I had a petticoat. So.
Yeah, you did have your red
petticoat.
I didn't
even bother. I was like, come on, let's go do this now.
We were ready.
We were so ready. We were counting down the days from the last time we saw these people. But
it was fun. We got back to the hotel and we got in the motherfucking Lee's room. And then we started thinking about it. And we're not a quiet group when we start these things.
And we thought we had a block more, but they had put a family
like in between rooms
next to them.
Like, so we were like, all right, who's got a line of rooms in this group that are all lifestyle? And
we were right in the middle of everything. Right in the middle. So we hosted this time, which we don't do very often. No, we got two queen beds, but the hotel we stayed at this time, the rooms were so tiny.
Yeah.
Teeny, teeny, tiny, like dorm room style.
At one time we had 20 people in our room.
Yeah, at least. It was a lot.
That was the number I got.
I didn't even count.
The room for a few husband.
Yeah.
He's like, I just counted 20. Yeah, 20 people are in here.
I need to start counting because people always.
I'm like, yeah, because it was packed.
It's always 20. 20 seems to be like the magic number for us anymore.
Well, it's like 10 couples.
Like it's nothing. That's our norm though. We only do like 20. It's fine. It's just a small group of 20. But so, there's some new people in there.
Yeah.
Some really hot people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We found some. Quite a few hot friends lately that we've been hanging around, and I'm pretty sad about it.
I don't know. It was funny because everybody, like, so we switched to our room. We put the wet blankets down on the beds, which didn't last very long.
Yeah.
They got pushed off with all the commotion. But what's funny to me is everybody's just kind of standing around talking because we're all standing around being... awkward because no one knows how to start it.
That getting started part is the hardest part.
The wife of the motherfucking Lees, she's like, all right. And she just laid down on the bed and she's like, I'm ready. And so I laid down with her. She's like, Russ understands the assignment. Come on, fuckers.
Like, and then it was on.
And then everybody's like, yeah. And it was hot.
Yeah.
And the next morning, picked up so many condom wrappers.
Oh my God. I've never seen so many condoms in my entire life. Ever. Like, we've done a lot of these. We've had a lot of. We love group play. Group play is like our thing. It's our king. We love group play. I never have seen this many condoms ever. We were just spent like at least 30 minutes just cleaning up condoms and wrappers and wipes and lube. Everyone was using all the things. Thankfully, I had a whole bag of all the lubes and things because they were putting it to good use. People were having fun. We had fun. We had a really good time.
When we were out shopping and stuff with Davey and Lauren, thankfully, I remembered.
We stopped at Walgreens.
I'm like, oh crap. I'm like, I need more condoms. And so.
Because we had six, which is normally. That'd be fine.
That's fine for me. No big deal. I wasn't even planning on hosting a room, but like, usually for a night, six is good enough. That means I've been with six different women.
Usually.
I mean, that's about average.
You whore. Like I said, my husband is not used to being left out.
But
not
anyways,
me in the land. I don't use sex condom.
But anyways, I'm like, oh crap, I better grab
thankfully
some.
You got those.
And we went through that entire box. Condoms. I mean, and I put them out. I'm like, oh, here we go. And I buy the latex free because I don't want anybody to get
there's a lot of people with
latex
allergies
and stuff. So I made sure they were on the nightstand in between the beds, and they were gone.
Gone. There was not one condom
not
left.
Not one. And the condoms that were in our
bag were gone.
Our goodie bag were gone.
Someone
I'm like, Jesus. God, like, you bunch of sluts.
I love it. This crew knows how to get down. They know how to have fun. I got to suck all the penises. That's all I need. That's all I needed.
Well, we finally got to meet and hang out with a couple that we started talking to, but then they had real life stuff going on part of their lives, so we really just they weren't radio silent because they had to, and
which we understand completely,
and that's what we talked about. That I'm like, no, we get it, like
we're that
we don't
couple
take it
usually
we're
usually that's us,
usually we're the ones that kind of accidentally ghost people.
Yeah, we don't require much attention. We just check in here and there when we can.
But we met the end. She was.
Oh, I loved her.
She was cute.
So he was. Yeah, yeah. He was fun. He was fun.
But so we got to play with them finally.
Finally.
And They like it rough.
Yeah, which we love.
Which we like.
If you like it rough, we're probably going to connect pretty well.
And then, of course, we had the motherfucking Lees and the Room for a Few. And
we love all of them so much.
But I didn't realize this. Our unicorn friend that's usually in this group with us, she was in our room. She didn't play at all. I didn't even realize it at the time.
I didn't either.
Because I was seeing on like the pad Facebook.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
I did see that. I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. She's like,
one
Mother
of the
Nature
people that was in
me.
Our group.
Yeah.
Say, oh, like New Year. It was like a New Year's thing.
Your
and
body
like,
count starts.
Body
over.
Count restarts. Yeah. And people were commenting on it. She's like, well, it lasted like an hour.
Hour
and a half.
Yeah.
But the one.
Yeah. She said Mother Nature made sure that I didn't restart or whatever. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, so she was just
I remember making out with her.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, I assume she was playing.
It's when you're in that situation, you're focused on what you're going and doing and then people are just behind you doing other things. Yeah. It's hard to keep track of what everyone's doing and what's going on.
It's hard to keep track of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
I can't keep track of like, other people.
I know.
I'm making sure you're good.
A couple people. 20 people. There's a lot going on and things happening everywhere. And it was so much fun. We always have a good time. But I am so excited for my birthday.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just the thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah, it's coming.
So he's been planning a surprise birthday party.
So that's not so much a surprise anymore.
That I know about.
All right. So I made a group text with me and four other husbands of close friends of ours. And I said, hey, I have this Airbnb. I want to book it for Ashley's birthday on, the 24th through the 26th. It's 5 bedrooms. They're all adult beds. It's not one of those Airbnbs where it's like, this room's bunk beds.
Yeah, a futon.
Yeah, a futon. Like, they're all like real bedrooms.
Yeah.
And they have, there's a hot tub and the house is private.
And it's a few minutes away from trapeze.
And it's only a few minutes away from trapeze. I'm like, how about we?
Which is hard to find.
You're like, are you guys, is everybody down? And they're like, we're down. Let's do Ashley. And so I got funny stories with this, but I planned it, I booked it, and I forgot that Airbnb account is linked to that hot couple and GA email address. And as soon as I booked it, I saw the email.
And I'm not an email person. I'm not a notification person.
And
so I don't get any of that.
It's just ruined. So I sent you a text. I'm like, well, I'm sure you just saw it. But yeah, we have a group got a house for your birthday.
I didn't see it.
She's like,
I don't get any notifications on my phone. I turned everything off.
I didn't see it. I'm like, I just sent the face palm emoji. I'm like, my bad.
But now I know, and I'm so excited. We're spending Friday through Sunday with them, and it's like you couldn't have handpicked a better. Like, you did perfect with the group of people, and everyone gets along. Everyone's super close.
Yeah, I was pretty.
It was a good group. Everybody knows each other.
And I still need to reach out to like other friends saying we're going to be at trapeze.
Yes.
But so
if you want to come trapeze, we're celebrating my birthday January 25th. We want everybody there, all of our friends there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
But so in this process of the last, few weeks, like where I nailed down the house, trying to plan everything with trap and with everything going on, I started with just the husbands. And then I said, well, since the cat's out of the bag, go ahead and add your wives to this group. And it was like herding cats. As soon as we got, like, the guys were all like straight to the point. We're in this and that. Yada, yada. As soon as we got you girls in there, and this is before I added you.
Yeah, just now.
Because I was like, I'm going to keep Ashley out of it so we can still plan as a big group, but still keep some sort of surprise.
Yeah.
And it was like herding cats. And it wasn't 5 minutes into this group text with these other eight people that you start seeing nudes.
Buttholes
and penises and boobs and vaginas. Everywhere. Like, and, which is great.
And he added me to it and my phone glitched so hard trying to get all of the pictures.
I was trying to delegate some volunteers to help me because they live... So I don't have to do everything myself. No. And it was like, they're being flirty and funny and this and that. And I'm like, so I need, I'm being like the moderator. I'm like, what kind of cake shops are around you? This and that, yada, yada, yada.
I like, look at my butthole first.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay. So I sent a text to the group. I'm like, all right. So this got a lot spicier than I was expecting. I'm adding Ashley just for transparency reasons.
And I call it the smut group text.
It was just Ashley's birthday. Now it's smut. But yeah, I'm like, I have expect to anything add less. Ashley to this. But yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, any planning things, like I'll just text you directly.
I've never had a birthday like this before. Ever.
But yeah, but also I was hesitant doing this because we also have other friends with the same birthday week.
Everyone has the same birthday as me.
And
everyone,
we were invited for the same type of thing to with another group of friends.
Yeah.
And I had to send her a text message to be like, hey, this is why I haven't responded.
I feel
to
so
you.
Bad. I didn't.
I love you both, but I also want Ashley to feel celebrated. I want everybody feels celebrated because everybody deserves to feel celebrated on their birthday. But I also feel that if we had the same Airbnb with you two, it's hard to balance two people's birthdays.
Yeah,
you know, in the same house, we can celebrate everyone at the club.
Trapeze. Yeah,
and that way it still is. You feel celebrated yourself, separately. And then we can celebrate together.
Yeah.
So that was my thought, and like I felt,
and I didn't.
I was struggling with it for a couple.
Oh yeah, I still struggle. I'm still struggling with it because it's not just like her. It's a lot of people all share the same.
That's
birthday
actually
with me.
How this group text started with the guys, because I was looking for some type of like guidance because I was back and forth,
because we love her.
They're like, you're in a tough spot. I'm like, but also I'm like,
there's quite a few.
I'm like, also, I want everybody to feel celebrated. I don't want to hurt their feelings because I care about them. Yeah. But also, you are my priority. No. So I need, that's why I ended up, I needed to focus on you. It's their, I hate to say it, but their emotions aren't my, that's their husband's responsibility.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I felt a certain way and... No. I'm still struggling with a little bit.
Me too.
Because I do feel guilt. Because I feel like I don't want to steal their thunder. But
I unfortunately, for some reason, share a birthday with everyone in the world. Like even my best friend is a few days before mine, and we all have the same. Yeah. And like hers, the day after, it's or the same day as mine. I share the same day with multiple people that I know.
Yeah.
So it's always been a group party. It's always been a group birthday. I've never had like a birthday weekend. So
that's why I was trying to get you.
That's why I wasn't.
And we tried to do this. Expecting. I tried to do this a couple of years ago at Trap.
Yeah.
And you're still sharing a birthday with
another friend. It was a split birthday with the guy we know.
Like, so it was Bill and Ashley's birthday. I'm like, I just wanted to be Ashley's birthday. Like, what the heck?
I wasn't expecting it because I just assumed we would all be together. All the birthday girls, like we always do, and do that. But I wasn't expecting this, but I'm really excited. So it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. We're all planning.
Everyone meshes.
We're all planning to bring games and stuff because Friday night's going to be chill.
I'm excited about that.
I'm getting some stuff together, and I think we're just going to be hanging out at the house and chill.
That's what I'm like most excited about. It's just like having time to just not have an agenda or a time or anything.
It's going
to
be fun.
That's my favorite
and
thing.
And they're just, everybody with the thing at the house with is so chill.
Everyone meshes so good together.
Everybody gets together.
Chemistry's good.
I'm so excited for your birthday.
It's going to be
like my birthday too. Like, I'm so excited.
It's gonna be
I just
fun.
Get to plan this one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. But then this weekend, I will be at Trapeze again. I have lots of Trapeze time. He has to work, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have to work.
So this is going to be a solo trip for me. Hot life by myself.
I would love to go to this one because Life of Spice.
Everyone's
going to
be there.
And
a lot of our friends are going to be there. Crack and Beards are going to be there. And they
I haven't seen them
in a year and a half or so.
Yeah,
and we are super, super close with them. I mean, we talk.
Yeah, you and her talk
all the time. Yeah. And they're expecting a baby boy. And
yeah,
so this will be their last hurrah before he gets here. And so I'm really excited to see that. And I'm so, so excited for them.
Yeah, because they've been trying to...
Oh my gosh, she's been trying to have a baby for such a long time.
Yeah, and so I'm excited for them.
So excited for them.
Yeah.
This is like their last hurrah. So
yeah.
Cannot wait, but there, I mean, there's going to be so many people.
There is.
And friends that we've made along the road. And I'm also having really high anxieties about it. And there's some people there that I haven't seen in a long time as well. So
yeah,
navigating that. Plus it's supposed to snow and we have to drive to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he has to go to work.
The snow this year is bullshit.
Yeah, that's... freaking ridiculous. They're like, it hasn't snowed in 20 years. Well, guess what, we live here now, so sorry.
You're welcome.
But that's us. That's our fault. But also it's not, I mean, we are gonna be fine. We know how to navigate in a dusting of snow, but it's everyone else panicking that I'm worried about. And Atlanta, being in Atlanta and driving in Atlanta, oh my gosh, I'm so anxious.
They're gonna close down the state if it snows. They're gonna close the state down.
I don't know, I'm anxious about it. I mean, luckily it's happening Friday and the club and everything's happening Saturday. So
yeah,
we do have that. That'll be okay. It's going to be in the 40s on Saturday.
Yeah.
So it should be gone, long gone and fine. But I'm an anxious kind of girl. So I'm just having anxieties. There's some things. I think there's going to be so many people there that I'm worried that I won't have anyone to hang out with, which is so weird. I don't know if anyone's going to want to hang out with me because there's
so many other options.
You told
me that earlier. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, especially without you. You're my partner in crime.
I think that's really what it's about, is because, you know, you won't have...
I'm going to feel lonely no matter how many people are there, just because you're not there. It's not the same. But I do think I want to support Spices. There are
people.
Yeah. Ride or dies. Like, we love them so much, and they're hosting with Pineapples After Dark and...
Yeah.
Swing Nation.
I mean, we've known the Spices for
since the beginning.
5 years, something like that.
Since the beginning, four years.
We've known them for a long time.
Yeah, I'm Swing Nation. We've known them for that long, and we're really close with Pineapples After Dark now, and so it's all of their night. So I'm like, I really want to be there to support everybody.
Support.
And it's within, like, I can do it. I have nothing going on. I can get there. I have it all planned out, all worked out. It just, I get anxious. I get anxious sometimes.
It happens.
And I've been anxious about it all. So
yeah,
we shall see.
But do you have anything other than April?
Nope, that's all.
Well,
we have.
They haven't announced it yet, but they're planning something, it looks like, for PAD.
Yeah,
in
PAD.
March.
PAD just put out like a little teaser thing, and it's all green. It's Shamrock.
So I'm assuming it's St. Patrick's Day,
which is your birthday
weekend. Which is my birthday weekend.
So it's a Russ weekend. Jokes on them. They didn't even know it.
They didn't know it.
Your birthday weekend now. So
that's happening.
We just informed them that is that. But yeah, keep an eye on that on all the socials. Get on the playground. All that's going to be below. Get on there.
Yeah.
That's where all of these friends and people are.
You'll be at Trap the 11th, and I'll put your birthday night at Trap on there.
25th. Come out. Both nights. Come out the 11th. Come out the 25th. Come hang out. Trapeze. Have a... It's going to be a great group of people.
Let's go celebrate the spices this weekend. And then let's go celebrate you. That's what I'm excited about, celebrating you on the 25th. Like, I'm excited about that.
I
want to celebrate.
I just want to have fun with my friends. I just want to hang out with my friends.
I'm
just excited.
Be all about
and
Ashley.
We're doing pink. So
yeah.
If you're going to trap these on the 25th, do pink. Because pink, I'm a pink whore. Pink and rose gold is my...
I'm making everybody in our group wear pink. I've already done it.
Yeah. I don't think they're too excited. They're being good champs about it, but pink is my obsession.
Well, I think a couple girls already bought dresses for Trap for that Saturday night, the 25th, and they weren't pink.
Yeah.
And so, but then, like, we weren't planning on
pink's
going
hard.
a lot of them were not planning on going on the 11th for Spice night.
Yeah.
So I'll just wear that dress for the Spice night on the 11th, and then I'll get a pink dress for your birthday.
A pink slip. Ah, the pink. That's my obsession. So I am super excited about that.
Yes.
But yeah, come the 11th of January and the 25th of January to Trapeze Atlanta. Come join us. It's going to be such a good time both weekends. You can't go wrong with either group of people. It's going to be packed out this weekend.
This weekend is going to be packed.
Packed out. So make sure you get there early, especially if you want to upgrade. But it's going to be insane. It's going to be a good time.
It
always is. It's a good crew. It's going to be fun. But yeah, that's it. We're out of time. We are way over time, but
are we?
Yeah, well,
we're gonna need to. So know, this was time. A quick one. Yeah. Oh, we had a lot to talk about because we haven't been on here for so long. Yeah,
we need to catch you guys up on our life. But next Wednesday, I am doing a solo episode all about my problems.
Don't put it like that. Don't say it like that.
We're going to talk about having chronic illness and my journey with dealing with HS and being in the lifestyle and all of that. You'll find out what that is and more about it and everything. And it's just me. So hopefully you'd like it. I don't know. We're going to try. We're going to try some different topics. I know a few people actually have it as well and have chronic illness. So
yeah, we've had women come up to you and talk about it. So
yeah, we wanted to share about a little bit about me because it's a huge, huge, huge part of me and explains a little bit about my body and what you might see here, you know, but hopefully it resonates with people and it's not too bad. It was weird trying to record it by myself and not having somebody to bounce off of or keep me on track or I don't know. It's a lot of rambling.
Yeah, I feel like you're just talking to yourself. But yeah,
she's just winging it over here, but hopefully you enjoy it a little bit. But yeah, that's next week. And until then, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll be here for a while now.
But as always.
As always.
It's not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.